Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A short while ago, I was informed of the decision of Buffalo City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams to appeal Judge Koliakovo's decision, in which he very clearly ruled in favor of the City of Buffalo, requiring the Comptroller to borrow on behalf of the City of Buffalo at the level that the Buffalo Common Council passes in the capital budget process. I want to be clear about something. I think that the decision by the Comptroller is not only irresponsible, but I think it's negligent in her responsibilities. Justice Koliakovo mentioned in his ruling that her refusal to borrow at this level was a dereliction of her duty, and I completely agree with Judge Koliakovo. We are sitting here a year later, having yet to start any of these projects, and I hear the Comptroller talk about her fiscal responsibility to the City of Buffalo and talking about how this is going to impact taxpayers. The way this is impacting taxpayers, I want to be very clear about it, is the millions and tens of millions of dollars that these projects are going to cost, in addition to what they originally would have if we were able to get them online this year. We're talking about projects that might have cost $48 million next year. Now we're being told could cost somewhere upwards of $55 or $60 million. And every day that goes, projects cost more and more money. And the fact that the Comptroller has decided to appeal this, like I said, I think it's not only irresponsible to the taxpayers, but she is negligent with relation to her responsibilities when it comes to the City of Buffalo Charter. I've heard this the Comptroller say before, and I believe she said it again today. It does not say in the Charter anywhere that she must do this, she must do that. But Justice Koliakovo told her she must do that, and does not, for one reason or another, want to adhere to his ruling. So, again, I think it's incredibly irresponsible to the taxpayers of the City of Buffalo, and with that, I can open it to any questions.
What does this mean for this year's capital budget?
Yeah, it throws a wrench in everything, right? I mean, you're talking about almost 11 months ago, this capital budget was passed by the Buffalo Common Council, and we have a Comptroller who is refusing to do her job that is mandated by the City of Buffalo Charter. I've stated this to all of you many, many times. It is very, very clear in the City Charter when this situation arises that the Comptroller acts in an advisory manner. She advised the Council. She advised myself what she thought about the $110 million spending plan, which does not impact the taxpayers any more than her $28 million cap would have. Again, the $82 million in addition to that is reimbursed or covered, the gap covered by the Buffalo Public Schools. And the cost of issuance, I was very clear, I would have been willing to remove a project from under that cap to move that under the $28 million cap of hers. So the $110 million spending plan was not going to impact the taxpayers one bit. But the comptroller continues to talk about misinformation, quite frankly. She's talking this is going to impact taxpayers and our borrow rating and all this other stuff. And quite frankly, her arguments are not rooted in logic. They don't make much sense. If you look at the financial situation in the city of Buffalo and how these things are spent down and paid and reimbursed, and it's I quite frankly gotten to the point where it's very frustrating.
What's your next step?
I'm going to have to talk to our outside counsel, see what happens next with the appeal. Again, the comptroller wants to talk about fiscal responsibility. Now she wants to drag this court ruling out. It's additional money that will cost the taxpayers of the city of Buffalo. But like I said, that pales in comparison to the tens of millions of dollars of in capital projects that it's going to cost the city moving forward.
The comptroller said again today she's not deliberately trying to slow this down. This isn't politics. You've been in politics a long time. Do you buy that? I mean, this seems bigger than just a budget issue.
No, I think it's ego. I do. I think the comptroller set a cap at $28 million. We passed a $110 million spending plan, and she doesn't want to be told what to do. I think that's what's going on here. And I'm sitting here dealing with a comptroller who's making arguments that aren't rooted in much sense, quite frankly, being advised by someone who's the architect of the city's financial problems right now. And like I said, it's very frustrating.
When you say architect, you're talking about her deputy.
Correct.
Does this endanger projects for the near future?
Well, it's already cost us an entire construction season. And now we're in the process of the 26 capital budget. You heard the council members discussing this today and the process, and they're frustrated with the process. I think you can tell that I'm very frustrated with it. It's quite frankly, it's ridiculous that we're sitting here a year later and nothing has happened. We have roads that need repair work. We have buildings that need repair work, cultural institutions that need support. And the city comptroller, one person, is holding this up for almost a year now. And like I said, the third time I'm saying it, I'm extremely frustrated with it.
What concerns do you have in terms of next year's capital budget? As you mentioned that, you know, the Citizens Council was in today to talk about it, and then the council members expressed their concerns with it. How does this potential continuance of this impact the next year's budget?
Yeah, I don't think it impacts just the 26 budget. It's going to impact additional capital budgets. You know, we are basically skipping a construction season. Now you're going to run into capacity issues, right? We want to do this spending plan from the current year. We want to do next year's. Are we realistically going to be able to do it all next year? How many firms are out there that can do the work, right? How many people can we bring online to reconstruct roads, work on buildings, fix our cultural institutions? So now we're going to run into capacity issues. So it's extremely frustrating. These are projects that should be done on behalf of the residents of the city of Buffalo, on behalf of the taxpayers. That's what they're paying taxes for, and nothing's being done.
The comptroller again today said, you know, no one from your office, no one from the council has come down to talk to her, given her a call about this. Has anyone walked down to her office? Is she at her office to have this conversation?
I don't know if she's in her office. You'd have to tell me that. But my team here on the second floor is in constant communication with her team. They were talking to them yesterday about things, never let us know that this press conference was coming or anything like that was happening. So we are in constant communication with her team. So I'm not quite sure what she's talking about.
So, Motors, this looks pretty dysfunctional. You know, the city is not functioning right now. So, how do you explain that to residents?
It's I'm a resident. I'm a taxpayer. It is frustrating. You know, it looks dysfunctional. I think it's a terrible look for the city of Buffalo. You know, I've constantly talked about partnerships and working together and pulling in the same direction. You know, at the end of the day, we're one entity. We're the City of Buffalo Incorporated, and I get that at times going to be disagreements or arguments, but at the end of the day, you've got to come together and do what's best for the taxpayer of the city of Buffalo. Unfortunately, we had to go the legal route. Like I've said a number of times, it's not something that I wanted to do, but it was very clear that the comptroller wasn't going to meet her responsibilities and that the taxpayer was being impacted negatively. So now that we've gone that route, Justice Koliakova was very clear in his decision, and this is one person once again holding up this progress.
Her office said that it cost $8,000 for her legal representation. Is it safe to say the same ballpark for your side of things?
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, but I would imagine it's in that ballpark. But again, that's pennies on the dollar compared to what the comptroller is costing us overall. Like I said, you can reference projects. You can look at the capital budget that was passed. And then once they're finally completed, I can promise you that when you look at the cost of them, it's going to cost us tens of millions of dollars more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.